This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
All right. Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan, trying very hard to get our heads right in here, in this radio studio for this radio program. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. He's our executive producer. Morning, Paulie.
You sound great, champ.
I feel so good right now. So, so good.
It's just one game out of 162.
Well,
it's okay.
Listen.
Settle down.
Listen. I've got two germs.
You hit the bottle or something?
No, God, no. I hit the scissor, though. Real good.
Yeah.
I got two just disgusting children. They just vomit some, but spit and snot and coughing into my face and my mouth for the last 3 days. It's my co-host, Ben Higgins. He's been through all this crap before with his kids. They're older now. Now they're different kind of disgusting, I'm sure.
Very much different kind.
Yeah,
yes.
But probably still disgusting.
Oh, it's more of the...
You don't even have to tell me. I know. I've been an 18-year-old boy and a 16-year-old boy. I know exactly what's going on.
It's just a general flotsam that kind of follows
what's
them around.
What's jetsam?
It goes with flotsam,
I know. It goes with flotsam. So it's like, oh, flotsam and jetsam. Is jetsam a good thing and flotsam is a bad thing?
No, I think they're both bad.
They're both awful.
Yeah, it's just a different kind of bad.
We can both call our two you have two disgusting kids. I have two disgusting kids. That's their new nicknames, flotsam and jetsam.
Here are my children, flotsam and jetsam.
They're disgusting. And I mean that, you know, it's not everywhere all the time. And I was holding Taylor the other day when he's sick, and I was just waiting for it. As he looks at me, smiles, and goes, in my face.
Oh.
And I'm like, So I know the bit, too, because of COVID and all that stuff. The new bit, and I'm doing finger quotes bit. Hey, if you don't feel well, just don't come in. That's the new fake American bit. It doesn't work for us. I cannot text you guys at 4 o'clock this morning and go, hey, guess what? I'm not coming in. Eat me. I can't. It doesn't work.
Mine are more at the stage of, are you going to pick that up? You know, like something that just gets dropped on the floor. And it's always, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, whenever I feel like
it. And then 4 days later, it's like, are you going to pick that up? Oh, sure, Dad. Absolutely. I'll get right on that. And, you know, 3 days later, it's still sitting there. Dad just picks it
up. Just do it.
It's just at some point, I just get tired of reminding and asking. They're not outwardly defiant about it. No, I'm not going to. No, they always say, yes, I'm going to. It just doesn't actually happen.
Yeah, they neck F you. Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. No, but this new thing, like you guys agree, right? Remember remember when COVID was going on? Remember when COVID never ended and the new thing was, hey, if you even have the slight, like if you don't feel 100%, you don't come to work, period.
Yeah.
Now, I don't work at State Farm. I can't just be like, hey, Fred, you're going to have to cover my calls for me today. I got a couple clients you're going to need to do a Zoom with. I got to be here. So I've got tea. I've got the cough drops. I've got the Alka-Seltzer. I've got the Mucinex. I've got all of it.
Since this all started, I think I'm probably the only one that took any quote-unquote time off, and I was still part of the show.
Well, your gallbladder exploded.
No. I mean, since COVID started.
Oh, since COVID.
And it was because I had a false positive.
You got a false
test.
Positive.
I was like, I feel fine, but there was no way in hell they were letting me in the building. I think, for the most part, we've roughed it out.
So I got the, they have, when you walk in here, they've got that thermometer. Now, if I walked in this morning, that thing said 101.5, I'm turning around and walking out.
And that's a good idea to check it when you come in.
So I walked in, and it's 97.3. I feel like it's almost set to 97.3, because I've never really gotten anything else but 97.3.
Do the other stations, do they match?
They get 96.6 or something.
It's like, oh, God, temperature's 94.9 degrees.
I'm going to die. I'm going to freeze to death.
I'm dead.
So I'm going to I'm going to ride this out as long as I can. Probably be sleeping between breaks because I just feel like death. I went to bed early. I watched that game yesterday. We can talk about it if we have to. I mean, I'm fine not talking about it, but I think people want us to talk.
Why
about
don't
it.
We talk about the first eight innings in one segment?
Phenomenal,
and then we'll spend an entirely different segment talking about the ninth and tenth innings, because they're kind of entirely different games and require two different conversations.
It's so funny because I hate the extra innings rule now since we lost again on it. I hate it.
Last season, the Padres couldn't lose.
We
in
could
10.
Not
they loved
lose.
It. This year, it feels like they can't win when they go to extra innings.
Yeah, man. It really stinks. You had such a great performance yesterday. Yeah, we'll get into that. We got Matt Strom as well. We did a Zoom with him yesterday. I'm kind of glad Stromy wasn't the one that served it up, because our Zoom would have been really, really bad.
I was just hoping, all right, he's been out for a while.
They're not
already
go back
pitched
to back,
on Tuesday. Yeah. I think we're good.
We got somebody calling in. Oh, it's Joe. I don't know if I'm in the mood for I love Joe. He's super nice. We got to know Joe, Ben, while you were out. Joe either calls in and he's really mad. Let's do it. You haven't met
He was mad, I think, even after a win.
He was mad after a win because Blake Snell gave up too many. Oh, he just hung up.
I don't know.
They say I'm not in the mood for him. Joe, I'm sorry. I love you. I don't feel well.
F you too, pal.
Yeah, hey, F you. Yeah, he called in when Blake Snell pitched, Ben, and won. And he's like, he gave up too many hits. I'm like, I don't care how many hits he gave up. He won. Then we had a pretty gnarly loss.
It was Paddock.
And then he's calling back. Just talk to him, Ben. You've never met him before. Hi, Joe. I'm going to let you introduce yourself to Ben.
We don't do this often right off the bat,
Joe.
Don't. So bring it.
I'm going crazy. I can't take it.
I told you.
What? Just come on.
Case has got it. We got to stop kissing the players' butts. I understand they make a ton of money. I get it. We got to rip into Myers a little bit. We have to.
Okay.
Why is he in right field late in the game? He's ice cold. He made big mistakes. This cost us the game.
Okay. I like it. I like where his head's at this morning. Because I feel a little bit of this. I think you can question some of the moves yesterday. One move I don't think I'm going to question is putting your all-star closer out there to close out a game. That one, hey, the closers blow slit. What is going on? Oh, no. I can't say that one. I can't repeat that one.
Oh, I see where you were going.
Closers blow saves. Closers blow saves.
Whew.
Some defensive miscues.
But if you
though,
blow too many of them, you might want to pick a different closer at some point.
Correct.
I'm not saying the Padres are or are not at that stage, but I think it's worth a discussion on the show today. Certainly there was a lot of people in my Twitter timeline at the end of the game that were complaining about Mark Melancon, saying that he's going to be the death of the Padres if Jay Stingler keeps going to him in the ninth inning. You can agree, you can disagree, but it's certainly a conversation we're going to have this morning.
Yeah, and we absolutely will. I did want to start by reading this tweet that Ben got yesterday. And Ben is very much a positive, bright side, and it's rubbed off on me quite a bit. Ben says, rough ninth inning for Mark Melancon as the A's work him for 28 pitches so far. Tie the game 3-3 with a pair of runs. Still just two outs. Tommy Scam tweets in, go to hell, Ben. Oh, my God. Holy crap. What did you do?
I didn't give up the lead.
And Jace Tingler didn't either. Mark Melancon did. Now, what were we, a strike away?
One strike away. Yeah, one strike, one out away, then
go
one
to
strike
hell,
away.
Pro Sports. We don't need you any longer.
I don't even remember what that was from.
I don't either. It's my favorite.
Go to hell, pro sports.
It's so good. You can do the whole one.
Go to hell, pro sports. We don't need you any longer.
I mean, I think we could all get on board with that right now, this morning, after how we feel.
What
about
does that leave us
team?
With, though? Just college sports at that point?
Ooh, it's all amateur sports.
Amateur and college.
Amateur and college. Youth sports.
Youth sports. How would you guys feel if we never had any pro sports to talk? We did that for a long time.
I mean, we could still watch the Olympics, right? Or yeah. Are those pro sports or not now? I'm not even sure whether it qualifies.
I think it's amateur, right?
And not anymore. It used to be only amateurs, but now it's, I mean, now it's all pros.
What determines a pro? You make money for doing it?
The NBA players, all pros that are competing, by the way, that won last night and beat Australia, going to the gold medal game. The baseball players are not major leaguers, but they're paid.
Some of them were.
They're paid minor leaguers. Some of them used to be major leaguers. They're winning right now, 7-2 over Korea and close to advancing to the gold medal game. But I don't know if that's pro sports, amateur sports. Just the glory of sports, of what the Olympics are. But yeah, I think if we lost pro sports, we would actually be sad about that.
I think I would be too. Today we can say, go to hell, pro sports. We don't need you any longer.
Go to hell, pro sports. We don't need you any longer.
We do need you. We just need you to win games where you're up by two runs in the ninth inning and one strike away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. There's 50 games or so left this season. 51, I think. And at this point, a gut punch loss does feel like, well, it could be the game that keeps you from winning a division or keeps you from a home playoff game or, God forbid, keeps you from a playoff game at all at the end of the year. Now, to be fair, the Padres had a few games in which they won that they had no business winning earlier this year. There was one that they were down. Oh, I'm trying to remember. What was the walking from Alpine game? 8-0 that they came back to win, that they probably had a 0.1% chance of winning that game and came back to win it. So,
you know, and that's
you
all.
A 3-1 lead with a runner on in the ninth is not exactly, you know, an iron lead pipe cinch.
It's about a 90% chance of winning.
They had their highest was in the bottom of the ninth. The Padres had a 95.9% chance of winning the game.
All right, you should win, you know, a lot of those. But
95 out of 100.
But in a 162 game season, there's probably going to be one that gets away from you somewhere.
Don't do this.
Our buddy Mark, he posted a screenshot from the ESPN app, and it's the Padres A's final score. It says 5-4, but then there's a highlight a video. It says Trent Grisham's double powers Padres win versus A's.
Oh.
I was there all day. I saw it on my ESPN front page as well. They just they published a little
working
early.
Quickly.
Like, yeah, someone's like, hey, all right, Padres are going to win this one. Let's move on to the next story and headline.
It's amazing. Yeah, it sucked, dude. It sucked. We'll talk more about it. Listen, I hate when I get sick. I don't feel very well. I'm going to do my very best to grind through this with you guys today. But, yeah, it was a tough one, man. I think I'd be in a better mood if they won that game. I really do. I think I'd be feeling better.
I'm just
glad
it was an early game.
Me too.
I didn't stay up late for it.
Got to bed early, watched Scherzer pitch a little bit, and I saw Will Smith hit a 3-run bomb after Mookie hit a bomb. I'm like, I'm going to bed. I'm not watching this. And so Dodgers won. Giants won, right?
And the Reds won.
So the opposite of the day before.
All the gains made the day before on Tuesday were lost on Wednesday. Can you tell me a little bit more about Joe, though?
Joe.
Yes.
Joe from New Jersey?
Yeah, Joe in New Jersey. And what was it that originally prompted him to call in while I was on vacation?
Paddock pitched pretty well, but he gave up like 9 hits. He scattered 9 hits, that's what we say. And he called and yelled at me for saying, hey, you got to be harder on Chris Paddock. And I said, all right. He got the win, pitched really good, didn't walk a lot of guys. And I said, I don't care about giving up hits. I care about walks and, you know, free bags and things like that. And so he's like, all right, fine. And then the next day, I think we had a bad loss, and he called, and I go, oh, no, Joe's going to rip us and rip the Padres. And he was actually really positive. So I didn't know what to make of the whole thing. So Joe, he's got me feeling a little bit, you know, I just don't know. Now he says we need to rip Jace for the decision to have Will Myers in right field, which, hey, that may be a fair criticism at this point. You wanted to get Will's bat in there. But Will was ice cold and really a couple of bad plays late in the game.
Yeah.
But he's a good right
fielder.
You know,
I had the same thought as well. Not that Will is a bad right fielder, but Jake Marisnyk looked pretty comfortable out there for most of the game. They've moved him around all the outfield positions in his three starts. It looks like a pretty good outfielder. And that's a weird stadium, you know, day game. You know, the sun is out. The dimensions are strange. There's all that foul territory. Reading balls off the bat, kind of cold in the ninth inning there.
Yeah, it's
is not necessarily putting your players in the best position for success. So I think there is a there is an argument to be made that it was a mistake to put Will Myers out there, you know, late in the game trying to protect a 3-1 lead.
Now, look, I saw a lot of panic yesterday, a lot of panic. I'm panicking a little bit. But I did see a ton of panic and fire this guy and fire that guy. We're never going to win. We're still doing pretty good.
We're a little bit up against it. We got to get to a break. But I went and pulled Joe's first call from July 28th.
You're an angel.
We'll go back in time, let Ben hear what he missed out on.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Let's play that next, and we'll have some fun. Would love to hear from you guys today because, they are going to need the help, and I need the help.
Sounds good. Daily Diddy, 833-288-0973 if you want to join us. It is Ben and Woods getting started here on a Thursday morning. Glad to have you with us. Let's get a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You know, my dad grew up, this was like the number one, you know, it was like number one song on the radio, and we get the Kid Laroi.
This isn't the Kid Laroi.
You missed the Kid Laroi, the number one album in America. It's maybe the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I was like, Woods, I'll give you $100 if you can name the number one album in America.
He's a 17-year-old Aussie rapper, and it's just the worst thing you've ever heard. So it's this weekend. I was hanging out with my littlest son, and I like, you know, playing music from time to time, so I had some Marvin Gaye on, and I go, this song is just unbelievable. The voice is just, it's ridiculous. And then, you know, kids these days get the Kid Laroi. Ben, it's horrid. It's horrid. God, this was... Listen to that. There's supposed to be a biopic coming out about Marvin Gaye soon. I'm looking forward to that.
I have to admit that for a long time I thought that word was pronounced biopic, and then someone corrected me and said no, it's a biopic, like a biographical picture of a, you know, a famous person. A biopic, not a biopic.
Biopic. You're very myopic this morning. Apparently you're very myopic this morning.
Good selection though.
Thank you very much.
Add it to our Spotify playlist, which is growing rather,
it's like 12 hours
voluminous now. Yes, if you want to listen to everything, you get a lot of choices. We've been doing this for a few months.
13 hours and 9 minutes worth of music.
Good Lord, I love it.
Since I just mentioned the Olympics, congratulations to the United States baseball team, which just completed a 7-2 win over Korea in the semifinals and will advance to the gold medal game. They will face host Japan Saturday at 3 a.m. San Diego time, if you're interested in watching that one. The worst they can do is the silver medal, even if they lose. But a chance for gold for the United States for a bunch of guys. A few you've heard of, Scott Kazmir, A couple of players. There's a Padres minor leaguer who was there's a double A player I think who's
was it
on the team as well.
Patrick Kiblihan.
Yes,
that's right.
Is participating on Team USA as well, and they will all have a chance to play for the gold medal coming up this weekend in Tokyo. So I don't necessarily say it's an upset. I mean, you know, it's a sport that the United States should do well at, but we're not sending our very best. This is the kid
Leroy. This poor kid's like, hey, I'm 17. Why are you picking on me, old man? This is not, we've clearly outgrown. Can't make a wife out of a hoe, he says. I wonder if your kid's like the kid Leroy. You got to find out for me.
I'll ask.
Ask if they like the kid Leroy. Or if they've ever heard of him.
And film it so I can see the look on their face when they're like, yeah. You know the kid Leroy?
Oh, my God. So.
We've got Joe's call. You've queued up for me here. Joe in New Jersey. First call ever, and why he actually took the time.
I don't know if it was his first call ever, but it was the first call while you were out.
While I was gone.
Me and Paul needed content, so we were like, all right, let's go to the phones, because that's a standard sports radio content when you need content.
We were between that or Mount Rushmore.
We put the topics on the table, Ben, and Joe called in and was very mad at us. He's still on hold,
react
by the way.
To me.
Should we do another? He's already called
once. He's
probably
not there. We just.
He's there.
I mean, it says Joe, he's there.
Try me.
Is there?
There he is.
You guys there?
Yes, yeah, we're still here.
I'm calm. I'm relaxed.
How many coffees do you have in the morning? You're very fired up.
Dude, I work for a delivery company. I don't want to give the name.
Okay.
But I can't believe I listen to you guys and get paid for this, because I love you guys.
Thank you.
Phenomenal, but... You guys are soft, man.
We are soft. There's no doubt about it.
We're doughy.
We are doughy. We're literally soft, and
we live in a beautiful community of San Diego, California. It's not hard like New Jersey, Joe.
Joe, we are soft.
Dude, I got snow coming ahead of me. I got snow coming. I told you weeks ago, I can't die without the Padres winning the World Series.
I
physically can't die. My heart's just going to keep going. I need this. Please jump aboard. Please.
Well,
what are you guys from New York, right?
No, I mean, I had spent 6 years on the East Coast.
That was the guy we replaced.
I hate the Yankees. I need this.
Okay.
So that's why I get so wound up.
They're going to get it. They're going to get it. It may not be this year. I still very firmly believe they're going to get it.
There is a sense, though, that you need, some people believe, especially from areas like, you know, New Jersey and New York, that you need to be really hard on your team to make them the best they possibly can be. I don't really necessarily subscribe to that theory that constant, unrelenting criticism of your team will eventually bring out the best in these guys.
Well, if we came in this morning and Tingler's got to go, Melanson's got to go, and we just come and just pound the team, like, that doesn't make them play better or worse.
We are soft, though. We are.
I'll give the Yankees won some World Series titles because they had really, really good players.
It wasn't because of their mean fans.
they also had a really bad stretch where they fired the manager, George Steinbrenner, four times each season.
George fired Billy Martin, every other day.
It didn't necessarily foster the best environment for success.
Look, Joe can be, he's right. I mean, we are soft. I'm soft on the team. Why? Because I really love the team, and my kids love the team. My wife, it's brought us so close together. But I am soft on them. I'll give you that. I don't care.
I've been hard on local teams before.
Christ, it's a family show, Ben.
Isn't that the opposite of soft? I've been tough on local teams before.
Woods died
on the floor.
He's fallen out of his chair.
I guess my point is the time to be tough on a team is after they've failed completely. We're still in the middle of a journey that we don't know how it's going to turn out. I had the same thought about the trade deadline. It certainly felt like the Padres didn't accomplish what we expected them to or wanted them to, but we don't know the end result yet. Now, if the end of the season the Padres don't make the playoffs, continue to play poorly in August and September, there's criticism. There may be changes, obviously, that need to be made. And I'll give you my honest assessment at that point as to where they failed. But they haven't They have not succeeded nor failed at this point yet. I'm not going to heap praise on the Padres at this juncture, and I'm not going to just rip them to shreds because they're currently, what, 14 games above 500 and lost a game yesterday that we thought they were going to win. I'm going to remain fairly steady until this season comes. It's not soft.
It's soft.
I'm just taking a wait and see approach.
Listen. It's like when the lineup comes out and you see people crap themselves. They're like, so-and-so with the six and so-and-so playing right. And it's like, bro, let's let it play out. They went out and won, 8-1 the day before or whatever? With the lineup that people were in tatters about.
Now, if you want to call your shot and say, I'm not sure about this lineup construction. I'm worried that they're not going to be able to put up some runs. And then they get shut out. And say, well, that really was a dumb lineup that they put out there. I saw that one coming. But you can't necessarily criticize until they've gone out and played the games on the field. Right now, the Padres aren't as good as maybe I hoped they would be, but they're certainly not a bad team either. And we're waiting to see what happens over these last 2 months before we make our final conclusion about the 2021 Padres.
Well, you got to remember, too, where Joe lives, that's the Mike Francesa. You know, the thing is, those guys, a lot of those guys spout off so much, but you can tell they don't like the teams. They don't. We're fans of the team. Like I'm gonna root for them to win, and it has nothing to do with like access and everything like that. It's mostly just they bring me a lot of joy, and they're really really fun to watch. And but he's right. I mean, it doesn't for me, my mental space. It doesn't do me any good to come in here and be like, he's got to go. We need no. If Jay said, "Hey, Daniel Hudson's our closer," I'm not gonna complain. Fine, let's figure it out. I'm in for an open discussion about things like
I've
that.
I've been hard on local teams before. Save Joe's call from last week for later. We want to get to the Padres wrap up and our conversation with Matt Strom, one of our favorites. You can't complain about him. He's faced three batters all season. He's gotten them all out. Perfect for 2021. That makes him the perfect interview right now for Ben and Woods. No one can be mad at Matt Strom at this moment. So we'll hear from him coming up next. Stick around. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So I understand Woods is going to deliver an announcement this morning at 7 a.m. that you can look forward to. Personal, not a show necessarily announcement. This is more of an individual announcement by Stephen Woods.
Yep. You guys nervous?
You leaving us?
Never know.
Better opportunity out there for you?
Never know.
Curious as to what's going on here. So, have that for you at the top of the hour.
20 minutes.
We got our Padres wrap-up and conversation with Padres relief pitcher Matt Strom, activated off the injured list earlier this week. It is all coming up after this check of traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Behind the Dodgers, as Lowry skies this one to deep right, Mariznick going back towards the corner, looking up, going to go. A home run for Jed Lowry, his 12th of the year. He must see Joe Musgrove okay now, 3-for-4 against him with a couple of home runs. 1-0 Oakland here in the second. Swings here, grounds one up the middle. That'll get into center field for a base hit. Caratini being waved by Bobby Dickerson. He will score without a throw. And Adam Frazier with his 130th hit of the season ties this game up 1-1 in the third. One out, payoff pitch. Runners don't go, and it's hit in the air out towards right center field. Marte racing back into the gap, onto the warning track. Can't make the catch. Hits the wall, bounces back towards the infield. Hosmer will score. Profar is being waved at third base. Here comes the relay from Andrews. The throw beats him, and he's very out. Doesn't even get to home plate. Murphy, the catcher, kind of rerouted him in front of the dish. And Profar out, but the Padres do get a run on the play and take a 2-1 lead here in the fourth. First pitch to Caratini, looped down into shallow left center. That'll get down for a base hit. That'll get another run home. Grisham rounds third, heads towards the plate, and an RBI single for Victor Caratini makes it 3-1, and Caratini is 2-for-2. Melanson looks back again at Kemp. Now he delivers, and the pitch is lined out into center field. That'll get down for a base hit. That'll tie the game. Yan Gomes does it again as Tony Kemp comes in to score, and the A's have scored twice here in the bottom of the ninth inning. We are 3-3. Kim at third, and one out. Bam, 1-for-4 with a single. First pitch, swung on, grounded slowly to shortstop. Chapman has it coming home. He bobbled it, and he drops it. Everybody's safe, and the Padres take a 4-3 lead here in the 10th. It was going to be really close if he made a perfect throw home in terms of trying to get Kim, but then he bobbled it, and I think in that bobble, he looked to first base and his chance to get Tommy Pham, and then he lost the ball right on the grass, and everybody's safe. Lefty-lefty here. First pitch to Olsen is swung on, hit in the air to deep right field. Myers going back, looking for it in the sun. It is off the wall. It rolls away. That'll at least tie the game. One run is scored. Marte is rounding third. The throw comes up the line. The A's have won the ball game as he crosses home plate.
Yeah, I think, you know, very difficult, especially with, you know, he had one land in front of him on Marte, you know, right before. And then Olsen, you know, put it, I don't know, you know, how high it was up on the wall, halfway up on the wall, you know, into the sun, some wind. So definitely Oakland, the day games with all those dimensions can be tough. And that's an extremely tough play for sure.
Well, you want to look at the glasses half full or half empty? Padres.
Let's go empty.
Padres played... Well, they only won one game out of two instead of two.
That's a 50% win rate.
The 500 team 500. In Oakland over the last 2 days.
Yes.
The half-full version would be really the first 17 innings of that series. The Padres played quite well and pretty much dominated the A's over those first 17 innings. An 8-1 win. Joe Musgrove was cruising. His second straight outstanding start went six innings, allowed just two hits in the one run on the solo home run by Jed Lowry. He was looking very good. Padres continue to get contributions from different parts of the lineup. Adam Frazier had his first RBI since joining the team at the trade deadline. They're getting more contributions near the bottom of the order. Trent Grisham is breaking out of his second half slump the last couple of days. There's a lot of glass half full views of where the Padres are. In fact, Jace Tingler after the game did say, if we play like that the rest of the way, I love where we are. I mean, we're going to be in position to win a whole lot of games if we play that well. But the problem also is at this point, when you're chasing down two teams and you're trying to hold on to a wild card lead, you actually have to win those games because they can be very costly in the standings at this point. So
I'm very encouraged by Joe Musgrove, though. That's a really encouraging sight. He's found the slot, the grips, everything that it's working for him right now, Benny. He was pretty electric yesterday, man. One earned run through six, two hits. Finding that curveball again and locating that slider. And he actually got squeezed like a madman a few times as well. So very encouraged by that. Look, there's some sloppy things going on with this team right now that need to be addressed. You can't have Jerks and Profar thrown out by 25 feet at home. You just can't. Like that, everybody knows that. Like, and it was clear Bobby Dickerson sent him. And I love Jace. Jace goes to bat for his guys. He's never going to throw his guys under the bus. Like if that was me and you, and I'm the manager and you're the third base guy, I'd be like, I don't know. Ben was out of his mind. He was clearly watching a different play. And I would expect the same from you to me. That was egregious. Jerks and Profar also getting thrown out, stealing by 15 feet. Somebody tweeted yesterday, he was thrown out today by a combined 45 feet.
He was going on a 3-2 pitch.
I get it.
And, you know, you're hoping or assuming that it's not going to be a strikeout, that either it's going to be a walk or the ball is going to be in play. So I understand that happens. Now, Bobby Dickerson obviously made some sort of mistake, read something wrong.
Yeah.
He's not an idiot. He knows his baseball. He's been sending guys and holding guys up at third base fairly effectively most of the season. But he made an egregious mistake there. It's going to happen. Every third base coach makes mistakes over the course of the year. This one was particularly costly because it came in what ended up being a one-run game.
Terrible.
So You know, the Padres bullpen had reached a 19-inning scoreless streak.
Yep.
It's hard to sit here and say after they lost, oh, the bullpen is in a shambles. Well, they had been really, really good until Mark Melancon gave up a couple of runs in the ninth inning.
The whole thing, I mean, you came in here yesterday. We came in here yesterday. The whole thing was, hey, listen, if our starters are going to do what they're doing, you know, and we'll just try to get what we can out of them, what are we going to rely on then? Our super pen. And, it, you know, again.
It looked pretty good until they were hitting 19 innings. So, hey, back into that super pen is Matt Strom. Yep. We had a chance to talk to him on Zoom yesterday before the game as they were warming up. He joined us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Here's our conversation. Ben and Woods with Padres relief pitcher Matt Strom.
Talking to Padres pitcher Matt Strom back on the big league roster. A 1-2-3 debut in his first outing on Tuesday, and it's great to have you back on Ben and Woods. Matt, how's it feel to get back on the big league diamond?
Yeah, felt great. A long time coming, and just good to get the first one out of the way, and now it's go time.
How are the nerves last night?
Yeah, I mean the first two phone calls down there, the heart got a beating. Definitely missed that, you know. But once I cross that line, it's baseball as usual, and everything just kind of falls into place and is what it is, so to speak.
Well, sorry, Benny. I was just going to say, I'm watching last night knowing that we're talking to you today, and I actually got up off my ass and got in front of the TV and was just watching like, come on, dude, come on, let's get a 1-2-3, 1-2-3, because, you know, look, these guys are such good hitters, and you know, you'd been out, you know, a little rusty, and it's just you can't replicate that in-game experience in a game. I liked where Jace used you last night. Yeah. You know, I thought it was a pretty savvy move, and had to feel good to get out there and sling it.
Oh yeah, no, just like I said, getting that first one out of the way is key. Unlike other years, don't have a spring training to get ready and see everyone, so you know, even the AAA outings, there you can't replicate big league baseball. Just the adrenaline rush you get, the intensity, everything moves a little quicker here. And that's one thing from last night. It kind of moved quick on me. I was just getting to my foot strike way too quick. And it panned out, so it's fine. But I now know and can adjust.
Matt, tell us about the recovery and rehab journey. Obviously, it wasn't your first rodeo, yeah, but they're all different. They're all unique. It can be frustrating at times. We don't hear too much about how it's going. So just kind of give us how the last few months have gone for you.
Yeah, so I've actually done this surgery twice now. I've done it once on my left knee and then now on my right. And my stubborn self was thinking I could do this in seven to eight months like my left one. But my right knee is a lot more important in the mechanics of pitching, it being my land leg and everything. You know, that's all my support coming down the hill. And just once I started throwing bullpens, it wasn't recovering as quick as I wanted it to. I would throw, usually be swollen for like 2 days after throwing. And, you know, the last time I did it on my left leg, I was never putting force through it. I was loading it, but I was never absorbing force with my left leg. And that was kind of the big hurdle for me this time, was learning how to recover from loading that or absorbing that force coming down the hill. And it's something I'm just going to have to deal with until, I've said it before, in 2017 or in 18, like, I'm not myself until I can get that full off season of training under me, because this whole off season was all about rehab and just making sure that the anchor and everything was good. So this off season is another big off season for me. Probably not going to eat all the eggs, but still going to lift all the weight. So, but that was just the biggest hurdle, was the recovery, and it being my land leg is very important.
Well, we're talking to Matt Strom here on Ben and Woods, and Maddie, we know that, you know, we see you at the facility always. We see you during fantasy camp, you know, one of the few big leaguers that's out there. I know you love being around the game, love being around the guys, getting your work in. How excruciating, I guess, was it not to be able to be with your teammates as they had a, you know, pretty damn successful first half of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I got yelled at home a few times, yelling at the TV with the baby sleeping. You know, that just being a fan from the couch, it's not who I am. And, you know, I love being on the field. that's probably the hardest part of the whole rehab process, is the mental side of it, just knowing what's on the other end waiting for you. And just that's what gets me through every day, just grinding every day, doing the same thing over and over for 10 and a half months, just knowing the reward that's waiting for me. So that was big. And like I said, just happy to be back.
Now you're jumping into a bullpen that has been like the best one in baseball this year, yet feels like they can use some help because they've worked so much. What have you kind of been told about your role? I mean, there's so many guys who've pitched late innings, who've closed before in that bullpen. How do you kind of fit in as one of the pieces, do you see?
Yeah, I haven't really been told much on role. I mean, this bullpen's done an unbelievable job, and I'm just here to pick up whatever they need me to do. Long innings, whatever. I've always been that way. Just give me the ball and I'll throw it. So, you know, they, like I said, they've done an unbelievable job, and if I can alleviate some of it just a little bit, I'm happy to help. So,
It's Matt Strom on with Ben and Woods. You talked about getting yelled at by your wife, and that's something I think all of us can relate to here on Ben and Woods. How is fatherhood gone for you? I know, doing the morning show, having kids, it's a blessing too. I'm home a lot, so I get to be with my kids a lot, and most days it is an absolute blessing. But for you, how has fatherhood and that adjustment been?
No, it's been awesome. I married a superwoman. I had surgery 7 days after Ren was born, and my wife has been unbelievable. But no, she just started crawling, saying dad left and right, and melts my heart every time. And you know, these future 10-day road trips are going to be hard being away, but going to definitely have to fly them out for those.
You know, a lot of those car seats and stuff are kind of heavy. Did you ever get, hey, rehabbing from surgery, I can't really lift all those things right now for us?
Yeah, actually, I flew my brother out to live with us for a month, and he was kind of my muscle there for when Megan needed me to do something. It was, hey, Ben, you got me, dog. So
you can't see me, but I'm smashing my knee with a hammer right now just to try to get a little, just a little bit of rest, just a tiny little reprieve to get out of something. Well, Maddie, we know you got to get on the field and go stretch. So great seeing you back last night, man. You've always been good to our show, and we appreciate you. And you know, you ready today? If they need you.
Oh yeah.
It'll be tomorrow. When our listeners hear, you ready today? I love to hear that.
Hey, if a surgeon's not cutting me open, I'm ready to go. So
perfect.
Yeah, if you do get out there, try to pitch really well, because we don't want all these questions to not, you know, be appropriate by the time this airs in the morning. So
hey, it's baseball. Anything can happen.
Anything.
So right on, guys. Appreciate it. Love being on.
Thanks
guys.
Unfortunately, a little bit of anything did happen in that game. It didn't happen to Matt Strom. But we do appreciate him joining us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. He's a good dude. I know got really tight with him at fantasy camp.
Yeah.
He's always very early to spring training in Peoria every year.
So
maybe
funny.
Because he's always seems to be doing rehab, unfortunately. Yeah,
he lives out in near Peoria, so he's just
there.
That's where he goes.
That's where he goes to the office, man, every single day. Puts in the work. Love Matty Strom. Want nothing but the best for that guy, man, moving forward. He's just a great, great dude.
Padres will be adding Daniel Hudson to the bullpen as well.
When is that happening?
You know, that's Jace Tingler was a little vague about that this week. You know, obviously it's that the COVID protocols are a little unclear, but I think once you get a negative test and you're able to come back at some point, but or a minimum of seven, is it 7 days?
10.
Is it 10 days now?
It was
now
10 for he COVID? Was on it already. I just don't know when he's coming back. But he'll be a nice piece. He'll be a really, really nice piece in that bullpen.
We'll discuss what role he should fit in, especially after Mark Melancon. I think it was his third blown save in his last, maybe 3 weeks or so. He had a nice run before yesterday. Five really stress-free, drama-free saves. Five innings, shutout, save each time before giving up the two runs yesterday. So there's a discussion that we're going to have coming up in our next hour about the Padres closer
and
what they need to do right now.
I want to know Are people mad because we're not going to win the division, or do we think that we're not going to be a playoff team? Because I still think they're going to be a playoff team.
We'll talk about it, and Woodsy going to make a personal announcement coming up next with Ben and Wood. Stay tuned for that on 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.